Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
As usual, John, we're learning a lot.
Unbelievable. Honestly, starting off with Monica and now with Bren, this is tremendous. And I want to go into some diet type stuff, which is beneficial just in general. But before we do that, at the break we were talking about feet and diabetes and as a sign. I think that's what we're talking about.
Yes.
Just go into that a little
foot
bit.
Foot inspection.
Foot inspection, right.
So part of basically the evaluation for a diabetic would be foot inspections. One would be for the reason to look for circulation, to make sure, again, circulation to the lowest or most extreme part of the body is actually intact. The next would be to look for any signs of fungal infections, how their toenails are, because what we do see is those areas are more prone to infections or areas where infections can start. And unfortunately, infections are more prone or common in diabetics. So that's why we do take a good look at the feet, usually, again, once a year, if not even more than that, depending on how well their blood sugar is controlled.
Actually, if you think about it, we ourselves can pay attention to what's going on with our feet.
Yep.
And if you see something that's not normal, you know,
if you see something, say something.
Say something to the doctor.
Right.
Don't walk in and not tell the doctor.
Right.
You know, we had another session with a doctor here where, you know, when you go to the doctor, be honest. Tell the doctor what's going on and what you see. Don't look for every wonderful piece of news you can get. You know, bottom line, if you're not honest with them and you have a foot that's looking not so great.
Right.
Bring it up.
And Otto, I forgot to mention, again, with regards to diabetes, we deal with something called neuropathy, which is, let's say, death of the nerve. And we do see it in the feet as well as hands. That's the most common areas. And again, with diabetics, again, you can look at your hands all
neuropathy day. Neuropathy is from diabetes or no?
Correct. Yes.
Oh, it is.
So again, we have death of a nerve, so you're not able to feel as much. We can look at our hands all day.
So you can be diabetic and not heavy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So again, with the neuropathy, you might step on something and you might notice you have a cut because it doesn't hurt. So that's another reason why we take a look at the feet.
Hmm. Interesting. I have a friend of mine who has neuropathy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his feet are just terrible, but he's thin.
Yeah.
You can be thin and get diabetes.
But that's why I was just, okay. I'm just looking at it from an obese perspective.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what I do want to touch on, which is important for our listeners, diet. So somebody is in the higher numbers.
Right.
Okay. And they have enough self-respect that they say, listen, I have to do something.
Right.
They're not going to become an Olympian, but they need to do something.
Yes. With regards to diet, again, what I do suggest and tell all my patients is behavioral changes as well as, again, guess what? Moderation. Everything in moderation is probably the best thing. We tend to overeat. We tend to overindulge on the things we love. Our plate sizes are getting bigger, and we're just filling the plate with more things. So again, I tend to say cut down on the portion size. Tend to, again, watch what you put on your plate. Again, what you put on your plate is pretty important as well. Okay, carbohydrates, things that are processed, pastas, white breads, things like that, again, will increase your blood sugar. Fatty foods. We talk about fats turning into blood sugar and vice versa. So tend to cut down on the fatty foods as well. Have a meal high in fiber, fruits and vegetables. You have to kind of watch out for the fruits. Some of the fruits are higher in what they call, let's say, sugar, such as watermelon and cantaloupe. So again, be wary of what you're putting on your plate. Everything in a moderation and portion size is probably the best bet.
So I'm just going to, what's the best fruit?
Again, smaller the better. So again, let's say raspberries, blueberries.
Really?
They have, let's say, less sugar, more antioxidants.
So like a banana would have more sugar than a blueberry.
A little bit
more. I mean, a lot more because it's bigger.
But, yeah, and you can taste it. You know, when you taste a strawberry compared to, let's say, a blueberry, the strawberries taste so good. Or a watermelon compared to, let's say,
that's an interesting thought.
Mm-hmm.
I have she's a nurse, actually, one of the doctors I visit. And she was telling her husband, she buys bananas all the time. Her husband's a diabetic. They have to be green going to yellow. When they start going brown, she says the sugar increases so dramatically he can't have it.
Right.
And I had no idea. I thought it was just going bad.
This is a funny topic. I golf, all right?
Okay.
And the big deal that we do is at the end of the ninth hole, everybody has a banana with them. Mm. And we go into a whole big discussion about buying bananas and how you can only buy one banana at a time because the banana goes brown in like no time flat. Right. And then you brag about, look at this, I got a perfect banana. You know?
That's
it's like a big deal.
That's great.
But the bananas go bad fast, so you shouldn't buy a whole bunch of bananas.
Yeah.
That's what the conversation was. I don't know how it came up. She goes, only she buys two or three.
It's a show by itself.
Yeah.
Bananas.
The life of a banana. Okay, Christina. The life of a banana.
That's great.
I have my three bananas.
That's great.
So it's berries. Of course, any vegetable is fine.
Most vegetables are fine. Yep. Again, you can look. There's something called the glycemic index, which most people listening can look online or at the library. It tells you how much, let's say after you eat something, how much your blood sugar goes up in your bloodstream. And that actually gives you a good quantification of how, what foods are good, what foods are bad, to stay away from things like that.
Like breakfast, all right? I like breakfast, all right? But it's very difficult to eat something that's really good for breakfast.
Yes.
Like if you have cereal, that has a lot of carbohydrates in it.
Correct.
If you have, we don't sell products on here, but like Cheerios or shredded wheat, they don't have sugar or anything on them, like whatever, Fruit Loops or, you know. But what can somebody eat for breakfast that's considered non-diabetic threatening, if you will.
So again, we tend to stick with the, let's say, complex carbohydrates, and those would be oatmeals, grits, things like that, because they do have a lot of fiber associated with them. And again, with carbohydrates, if you have enough fiber with them, they tend to not get absorbed within the GI tract, okay, which is a good thing. Things that are high in protein, again, egg whites are always really good. Let's say turkey sausage would be better than, let's say, regular sausage. Things lower in fat.
Okay.
Orange juice and, let's say, grapefruit juice, we want to stick to, let's say, 8 ounces or less. We don't want to overindulge in that. So again, there's options out there. Correct, cereals, there are some that are really good, but you're right, Fruit Loops, Apple Jacks, things like that with the increased carbs are not that good.
So Cheerios with blueberries on them.
That would be actually good.
Straight with a banana.
Yes.
Yeah, with a banana.
A green one, not a brown one.
Not a green banana. Oh, no, green banana.
Right, green banana.
Yeah.
Complex carbohydrates, that's bread.
Yeah.
So bread is fine.
Bread is fine. Again, we like the whole wheat a little bit better than the white bread.
Okay.
Just because of the fiber content.
But now pasta is not a complex, or it is?
It is. We have to also basically watch out for, we can also do whole wheat pasta versus just a regular white pasta. Because it is refined, and sometimes there are additives to, let's say, pasta. But if we get the whole wheat pasta, we tend to decrease glucose absorption.
Okay. So, and then natural grains are good then for rice and barley and stuff like that.
Yeah, just watch out for the rice, because the rice has a large amount of carbohydrates in it as well. Rice would be better than white rice.
Okay.
How about a bagel with lox and tomato?
I think that sounds great right now. That's perfect.
He's looking for that.
I mean, the fish kind of offsets the bagel, I guess, a little bit. Right?
If you add capers, that might do it.
That's good. At the end of the day, people know what they have to do.
Of course.
And even your Cheerios. If you have to have Cheerios, you have a smaller bowl than you normally would have. And then maybe walk around the block.
That's actually what I do have sometimes.
Oh, Cheerios?
With a shredded wheat in the middle of it.
Good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then blueberries, frozen blueberries, which I put in the microwave for 30 seconds. And because otherwise blueberries and strawberries, all of them, it's very hard to get fresh blueberries and strawberries that hold up.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
So you buy in the frozen blueberries or you buy fresh ones and freeze them?
I buy frozen blueberries in a big bag, take a cup, put them in the cup, put them in the microwave, and then put that on top of the cereal.
Okay.
But otherwise, we try to buy fresh, but it goes bad almost instantly.
Yep.
Yeah, no, unless you're really eating it quickly.
I don't do,
My wife buys fruit. I don't eat it. And then she's like, you said to buy. Say, I'll give me a pear. She buys six, I think. At the end of the week, they go into the club. You said you wanted pears. I said, I want a pear. I don't want you to eat it.
That's what happens.
It's the truth. You have this pretty bowl. It looks nice. Yeah. Ooh, what a healthy household. Pretty bowl of fruit.
Yeah, right. Take a picture.
Exactly.
That's maybe what you should do is take a picture, put it up on a wall, and you don't have to buy the fruit anymore.
No, but the frozen idea makes sense because those are whatever they are, whatever the expression is.
Oh, yes, frozen or something, flash frozen.
Like that. So they really probably have 75% of the quality of a fresh one. You know, I mean, you don't lose much. You really don't.
Well, frozen blueberries are fresh frozen.
Right, that's what we're talking about.
Should be the same, really. Yeah.
I think you lose something just with the freezing.
You do?
Yeah, I believe.
I'm not sure about that.
You know? I don't think so.
No,
really?
It's not that bad.
Oh, okay. I thought there was something.
No.
Okay. That's why you're so healthy looking at it.
Yeah, right. Well, actually, I do exercise, believe it or not.
Oh, he's bragging
when
this morning.
No, I'm just saying, these are just habits. Habits.
Various cheerios and exercise.
I don't overdo it. I mean, I do like 15 minutes. I'm not one that's going to do an hour's worth of pumping iron. And, you know, I'm not looking to be in the marathon. I'll walk for half an hour. But
actually, just touch on that, Bren, the importance of exercise. So we're talking diet, but I'm sure you're not going to have a good diet and just sitting home watch TV for the
night. No, I mean, exercise is so important. Again, there's a lot of debate how much you should get. Should it be 150 minutes throughout the course of the week? Other, again, recent studies have said, again, if you can just do, let's say, your normal daily activities, such as house cleaning, whether go for a walk, anything is beneficial when it comes to diabetes. Weight loss, again, is so beneficial. That, again, the more weight you lose, the more, again, sensitivity with regards to insulin and blood sugar, lowering the blood sugar. It overall is just heart beneficial, everything beneficial towards your body.
Well, we had a phrase here not long ago, sitting is the new smoking.
Right, right.
If you sit too much, that's not good.
Yep.
I agree. And that's one thing, again, now we can go back to Project Independence for a minute. There's so many activities that are available to seniors that a car can get you, the bus will pick you up for the Great Neck Senior Center, the bus will pick you up, bring you to the program, and we have Qigong and Pilates and all these type of things at their level.
Right.
We're not going to make, you're saying, you're not going to be running a marathon, but
you don't
it's
have
40
to.
Minutes of movement.
Yeah.
You don't have to run a marathon. I mean, that's good for some people who like to do that. That's wonderful, but I think as a senior particularly, which is the 43 people we said earlier that listened to our show.
Well, maybe 41 now.
Yeah, right. We probably lost a couple since we started. but long story short is you want to be mobile. You want to be able to get up and go to the bathroom on your own.
Yep.
And the needs aren't huge. You want to be able to go somewhere and walk to wherever you're going. You want to walk to the train. Not looking for climbing mountains.
Right, I agree with you. Yeah. And actually, we're out of time already.
Okay.
This was wonderful, Brent. I really appreciate you coming on the show, the answers to these questions. And the most important thing that anybody needs to take away is if your number's going up, take care.
Yeah.
Not if you're overweight. Guess what? Your numbers could be good, but I'm told many times the day will come, it'll catch you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're overweight, do something to, because you want to be mobile. As you get older, the most important thing is mobility.
Correct.
Again, you're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Bren, thank you so much. We'll be right back.
Thanks.